Will you please turn to the Gospel according to John?
请我们翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have contemplated His glory.A glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Same book, chapter 2.
第二章。
We will read from verse 13 through verse 22.
第二章十三节到二十二节。
And the Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
And he found in the temple the sellers of oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的坐在那里。
And having made a scourge of cords, he cast them all out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the change of the money changers.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去。倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
And overturned the tables and said to the sellers of the doves, Take these things, thanks. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise.
又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。
And his disciples remembered that it is written,The zeal of thy house devours me.
他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
The Jews therefore answered and said to him, What sign showest thou to us that thou doest these things?
因此犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给他们给我们看呢？
Jesus answered.And said to them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
The Jews therefore said, 46 years was this temple building, and thou wilt raise it up in 3 days?
犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的。你三日内就再建立起来吗？
But he spoke of the temple of his body.
但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
When therefore he was raised from among the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken.
所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for gathering us together this morning.
亲爱的主，我们为了你召集我们在你面前感谢你。
We thank thee for being with us.And we believe that thou art here with us.
我们感谢你，你与我们同在，我们真知道你在这里。
We do realize that we are standing on holy ground.
我们实在知道我们是站在圣地。
We give this time totally over to thee.
我们把这段时间完全交在你的手中。
And may thou speak to each and every one of us.
愿你向我们每个人说话。
We thank thee because thou knowest each one of us.
我们感谢你，因为你实在知道我们每一个人的光景。
And may thou speak a personal word to each of us.
但愿你对我们每个人心中个人说话。
We want thee to be glorified in the midst of thy own people.
我们愿你在你儿女们的当中，你的名得着荣耀。
May our gathering together here hasten thy return.
因着我们这样的聚集，能够催促你的回来。
Our hearts long for thee.
我们的心渴慕你。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊
，Come，
求你快来。
We ask in thy name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
thank God for gathering us together this morning.
感谢神聚我们在他的跟前。
How good it will be.
这是多么的美好。
If this will be the day of his return.
如果今天是他回来的日子呢？
This is really our hope.
这实在是我们的盼望。
It is the cry of our heart.
这是我们心中的呼求。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊，求你快来。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Because he knows us.
因为他认识我们。
So again and again, we find he gives us opportunities.
我们一再地看到他给我们机会。
He wants to see us with a joyous heart.
他要我们实在能够有一个喜乐的心。
And of course, we want to see him with joy too.
当然我们也愿意他的心得着喜悦。
So we believe that as we gathered here,
我们相信当我们这样聚在这里，
it is just another opportunity.
这是再一次的机会。
That we may be prepared for his return.
叫我们能够预备他的回来。
When we shall see his face.
那一天我们就见到他的容面。
We will find that he is smiling at us.
我们看到他对着我们呢是一个笑脸。
So this is really the hope of our gathering together.
这实在是我们今天聚集的盼望。
We have mentioned how the children of Israel rebel against God.
我们讲过以色列的百姓他们是如何的背叛神。
And eventually they were taken capture to Babylon.
最后他们被掳到巴比伦。
It was really a very sad thing.
这实在是一个很悲惨的事情。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God is love.
神就是爱。
And in spite of his people's failure,
虽然人失败了
his heart is still towards them.
神的心仍然向着我们。
Therefore, after 70 years of captivity,
所以经过了70年的被掳
God in his mercy allowed them to return to Jerusalem to rebuild The temple.
在神的怜悯底下神就允许他们回耶路撒冷重建圣殿
As we have mentioned before
我们已经讲过
During the time of that 70 years of captivity
在那七十年被掳的时期
God is never mentioned as the God of the heavens and of the earth
神就不被再称为天地的神
He isOnly mentioned as the God of the heaven.
他只能够被称为天上的神。
Because on earth he has no testimony.
因为在地上没有他的见证。
His people had failed him.
他的百姓失败了。
But God, in his great mercy,
在神极大的怜悯里面
after 70 years of captivity,
当七十年被掳日期满足的时候
God through Cyrus allow God's people to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
神就借着波斯王允许以色列百姓回来重建圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, if this should happen to us,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在其中的话，
What will be our reaction?
我们的反应是怎样呢？
Probably we will all rise up and return.
可能我们都起来回归。
Because this has been the hope, our hope through the 70 years.
这是我们70年来的盼望。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
the children of Israel were contented to remain in the land of captivity.
许多的以色列的百姓，他们在被掳之地觉得有满足。
Because they were well treated.
因为在那里被善待。
They were given certain liberty.
啊，给他们有相当的自由。
They were able to build their own houses.
他们可以盖自己的房屋。
They were able to develop their own business.
他们在可以自己有自己的事业。
And they were very successful.
他们非常的成功。
So when the decree was given,
所以当命令传下来，
only a remnant returned.
只有少数的渔民回归。
These people were stirred by the Spirit of God.
这一群人因着灵，圣灵在他们里面的眺望。
They love God more than anything else.
他们爱神比一切更甚。
They were willing to leave everything behind.
他们愿意放下一切。
Travel back to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷。
And there to rebuild the temple of God.
在那里为神重建圣殿。
Why it was so important to rebuild the temple?
为什么重建圣殿是那么重要呢？
Because it is through the temple that God had a name upon the earth.
因为借着圣殿，神的名才能够在地上显出来。
So even in great difficulties,
虽然在艰难的里面，
they finally rebuild the temple.
最后他们能够重建圣殿。
And all the temple services were restored.
恢复了在殿里面一切的侍奉。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we know the weakness of man.
我们知道人的软弱。
After a good beginning,
虽然有一个好的起头，
gradually you find the people begin to fall back.
渐渐你就发现人开始退后。
Some people, because of the difficulties, return to Babylon.
有一些人因着所遭遇的难处而回到巴比伦。
And even those who remain in Judea,
就算那些留在犹太地的，
they began to mix up with the natives.
他们就与当地的人来联合。
They even began to worship the gods.
甚至他们在那里拜偶像。
So you find God's people,
所以你就发现神的儿女们，
again and again,
一次再次的，
they rebel against God.
他们在那里背叛神。
For this reason,
为了这个原因，
we find that after the last voice of God in Malachi,
我们就看到在马拉基书神最后说的话，
God challenged them.
神在那里向他们挑战。
And after Malachi,
马拉基之后，
400 years,
有400年之久，
God was silent.
神没有讲话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our God is the God who speaks.
我们的神是说话的神。
It is his delight to reveal himself to his own.
他愿意向他的百姓启示他自己。
But the condition of the people shuts his mouth.
但是因为人的光景叫神不能说话。
Think of that.
想一想。
400 long years,
400年之久,
God was silent.
神没有说话。
Not because he did not want to speak to his people.
不是他不要向他的百姓说话。
But because of the condition of the people.
因着人的光景。
But no matter how man failed,
不管人如何的失败,
God cannot fail.
神不能失败。
So after 400 years,
400年之后,
suddenly God began to speak.
突然之间神开始说话。
John the Baptist came out of the wilderness.
在旷野神兴起了施洗约翰。
And he proclaimed,
他在那里宣告,
Repent.
悔改。
For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He is the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们主耶稣基督的先锋。
God in his great mercy.
在神极大的怜悯里面。
After the failures of man.
经过了人的失败。
He sent his only begotten son into the world.
他差他独生的爱子来到地上
，to be a man，
成为一个人
，to accomplish all that God has planned for man，
去成就人为人一切的计划。
So the Bible tells us，
圣经告诉我们
，the Word became flesh，
道成肉身。
He was the eternal Word，
他是那永远的道。
And yet he became a man。
但他成为一个人
，full of grace and truth，
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，When our Lord Jesus was on earth，
当我们的主在地上的时候
，we find that three times the heavens were open，
我们看到天开了三次。
Remember the heaven was shut for 400 years，
你知道吗？天关闭了四百年。
And now suddenly the heavens were open.
突然之间天开了。
And a voice came from heaven.
天上有声音说
See, this is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
Hear him.
你们要听他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
When our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候
You find his whole life was governed by the Father's will.
你看到他的一生是在父的旨意掌管之下。
Even though as a man, he had his own will.
虽然他是一个人有自己的意志。
Yet he never followed his own will.
但他不照着自己的意思。
He followed the will of the Father.
他是照着父的旨意。
He said, I cannot do anything by myself.
他说我靠着自己不能做什么。
Humanly speaking, he was able.
从人来讲，他能做。
But he refused to do anything.
但他拒绝做任何事情。
Whatever he does according to the Father's will.
他所做的都是根据父的旨意。
He even said, I cannot say anything.
他甚至说，我不能凭自己说什么。
Unless I heard what the Father has said.
除非我听到父说的话。
And he said, my time is not my own.
他说我的时间不方便。
I have to wait upon the Father.
我要等候父的时间。
So you find that his whole life he denied himself.
你发现他一生都在那里舍己。
If anyone on earth who does not need to deny himself, that is Our Lord Jesus.
如果地上有一个人不需要否定自己的，那位其实就是我们的主。
And yet, he denied himself.
但是他也在那里舍己。
He lived a life totally by God.
他活出一个完全依靠神的生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is what man ought to be.
这是人应该的样式。
So in him we see a typical man.
所以在他的身上我们看到一个人的榜样。
We see the man that God is after.
我们看到这是神要得着的人。
Now if you turn to Philippians chapter 2.
如果你翻到腓立比书第二章的话。
And we find a description of his life on earth.
我们就在那里看到他在地上他生活的形容。
Philippians chapter 2, we'll begin with verse 5.
腓立比书第二章，我们从第五节开始。
For let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of repine to be on equality with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
The form here does not refer to outward form.
这里说到的形象不是外表的形象。
It is the image.
这是他里面的形象。
It refers to the inner quality.
是讲到他内在的性情。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He has all the qualities of God.
他有神一切的性情。
And that is not something to be grasped at.
他不以这样同等为强夺的。
Brothers and sisters, when we read this word,
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这句话的时候，
it reminds us,
这提醒我们，
once upon a time, there was a person who tried to grasp at the form of God.
你知道曾经有一位他要与神同等来争夺。
There was one who was created, and yet he wanted to be equal with God.
那一个是被创造的，但他要与神来同等。
And that was the fallen angel Lucifer.
那就是堕落的天使路西弗。
But so far as our Lord Jesus is concerned,
但是当我们看到我们的主耶稣的时候，
that is his right.
他有这样的权利。
That is what he is.
他是神。
It all belongs to him.
一切都是属于他的。
Because he and the Father are one.
因为他与父原为一。
Whatever is the quality of the Father,
父一切的品质
is his quality,
就是他的品质。
Nothing less,
没有比父
nothing more,
多一点或者少一点。
Because he and the Father are one,
因为他与父原为一。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you find he took an action.
在这里你看到他有这样的行动。
But emptied himself.
他在那里倒空自己。
Sometimes we are talking about emptiness.
有的时候我们讲到虚己。
But how much do we have to empty?
那我们有什么能够倒空呢？
Probably we have to empty our sins.
可能我们要倒空我们的罪恶。
Our transgressions.
我们的过犯。
We really have nothing to empty.
我们没有什么好东西可以倒空。
But our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的主耶稣。
Who is God himself.
他是神自己。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他里面。
He has so much to empty.
他里面要倒空那么多。
But remember one thing.
但你记着有一点。
In spite of all his emptiness,
虽然他是那样的倒空自己，
he cannot empty his godliness.
但是他不能够倒空他的神格。
He is God.
他是神。
That is something he cannot empty.
这是他不能够倒空的。
But all the glory and honor,
一切的荣耀丰富，
all the worship and the power,
一切的敬拜权柄，
he emptied himself,
自己倒空了。
It is the greatest emptying, the greatest,
这是极大至高的倒空。
And he emptied himself,
他那样的虚己，
taking a bondman's form.
取了奴仆的形象。
Now again you find form here.
这里再一次讲到形象。
The form here is image.
这个形象乃是他实在里面的性质。
It is the inward quality.
这是他内在的品质。
When he was born as a man,
当他既有人的样子。
In his inward heart, it is a bondman's heart.
在他的心里面是一个奴仆的心。
Before God, he was one as if he has no right.
在神面前他好像自己一点权利都没有。
Because he has given all right to God.
那他把一切的权利都给了神。
His inward sense is a bondman's heart.
他里面的感觉是一个奴仆的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is what God, in his original idea of man, should be.
这是在神的心意里面他本来要人有的光景。
When God created man,
当神造人的时候
with such glory,
是带着那么荣耀
that he wanted man to have a bondman's heart,
他愿意人有一个奴仆的心
to serve God's purpose,
去侍奉神的旨意
and yet man took upon himself,
但是人他自己以为是。
One wanted to be, man wanted to be independent.
人他要自己独立。
One be his own lord.
他要自以为主。
Wanted to be his own god.
他要自己做神。
And that was the failure of man.
这就是人的失败。
And that still is.
今天还是如此。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候,
within his heart, it was a bondman's heart.
在他的心中是一个奴仆的心。
He has given up his own right to God.
他把他自己一切的权利都交给了神。
He was willing to be obedient to God, his Father.
他愿意顺服他的父。
Outwardly, he took a man's fashion.
外面他取了一个肉身人的形象。
But inwardly, he has a bondman's heart.
但是他内在却有一个奴仆的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is the original idea of man in God's sight.
这就是在神眼中人本来应有的样式。
Outwardly, we are men.
外表我们是人。
But inwardly, we are bondmen.
里面我们是奴仆。
We are here not to do our own will.
我们在这里不是照着自己的意思行。
Not to exercise our own right.
不是使用我们自己的权利。
You know, the cry of the world is, my right.
今天地上的呼声乃是我的权利。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the man of God's heart,
神人的心,
the man of God's heart is one who does not want his own right.
照着神心意的人, 他的心中乃是不争取自己的权利。
But he wants God to have every right over him.
他愿意在他身上神能够行使他一切的权利。
And that is exactly the life of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣基督在地上的生活。
And then, having been found in figure as a man,
我们在这里看到他是取了人的形象。
Humbled himself.
存心顺服。
And to the extent, even obedient unto death, and that the death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
This is the typical man.
这是人的代表。
It is the man after God's own heart.
这是一个体贴神心意的人。
This is the man that God has created.
这个是人要 得到他所造的人。
And you find everything concerning man in God's heart has been fulfilled in Jesus.
你看到神在人身上一切的心意都在耶稣的身上完成了。
For our sake, he went to the cross to bear our sins in his body.
为了我们的缘故，他在肉身的里面上十字架，解决我们的罪。
And when he was dying, he said, "It is finished."
当他在十字架上断气的时候，他说，成了。
Everything is done.
一切都成就了。
Salvation is provided.
救恩已经预备好了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is life of our Lord Jesus as man.
这是我们的主耶稣基督做人的一生。
He demonstrates to us what God's man should be.
他在那里彰显了人应该的样式。
Not only to demonstrate to us,
不单只向我们显明
，but to provide a salvation.
而且为我们预备了救恩
，to enable us to follow Him.
叫我们能够跟从神
，that His life will be our life.
叫他的生命成为我们的生命
，His manner of life will be our manner of life.
他生活的态度成为我们生活的态度
，this is the salvation.That he has provided for us.
这是他为我们所预备的救恩。
Why did our Lord Jesus come into this world that first time?
为什么我们的主耶稣来到地上，第一次来到地上？
If we read the book of Luke,
如果我们读路加福音的时候，
we may find that he came into this world.To seek and to save the lost.
他来是为了寻找拯救失丧的人。
But if you read the book of John,
如果你读约翰福音，
you will find the Gospel of John show us the inner meaning of his coming.
你就看到约翰福音告诉我们他来里面的意思。
Here in the Gospel of John, we are told.
在约翰福音里告诉我们
He came into this world as a bridegroom.
他来到这个世界要做新郎
He came into this world to seek for his bride.
他来到地上为了要寻找他的心腹
But while he was on earth,
当他在地上的时候
You may wonder, according to the records of the four Gospels,
你根据四福音的记载
，It seems as if on the world he met all those who are sick, who are blind, who are lame, who are crippled, who are dead.
你看到他在地上所遇到的都是瞎眼、瘸腿、残疾、有疾病的人。
These people could not be his bride.
这些人不能够成为他的心腹。
So he came into this world.To seek for his bride.
所以他来到地上来寻找他的心腹。
But nowhere could he find his bride.
但是他找不到他的心腹。
So he had to prepare for his bride.
所以他要预备他的心腹。
That's the reason why he saved us.
这是为什么他来到这里。
So you find even to the very last.Of his ministry.
所以你看到直到他最后在地上的执事
He began to tell us why did he come into this world.
他在那里开始告诉我们他为什么要来到地上。
When the children of Israel rejected him,
当以色列人拒绝他的时候
he retreated to the border of Caesarea Philippi.
他就退到西西利亚腓利比。
That was a Gentile city.
那是一个外邦的城市。
He was forced to retreat.
他被逼而退下。
But for the first time, he told us why he came into this world.
他在那里头一次，他告诉人他为什么来到世上。
He said, "I will build my church upon this rock."
他说我要 建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
You know, he asked his disciples.
他对他的门徒们说。
Remember, this was at the time of his rejection by the nation.
你知道这是当列国在那里拒绝他的时候。
He asked his disciples.
他问他的门徒们。
Who do men say that I am?
你们说。说你说人说我是谁
Now of course the disciples had heard many criticism about our Lord
当然这门徒们都听到很多人对他的批评
But all they answered the Lord were the good ones
当然他们讲的都是一些好听的
Oh you are John the Baptist returned to life
哦、oh, 他说你是施洗约翰从死里复活了
You are Elijah
你是以利亚
You are the prophet.
你是大先知。
That God has prophesied in Deuteronomy.
哦，是在《申命记》里所说的那先知。
Everything was rosy and good.
哦，讲的都是好听的话。
Now, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
As Chinese.
啊，对中国人来说。
If people tell you.
如果人这样跟你说。
You are like Confucius.
你像孔夫子一样啊。
Now, what will be your reaction?
那你的反应如何呢
Or you will say, I dare not say so.
你说，岂敢，岂敢。
Because I'm not worthy.
啊，我不配。
But to our Lord Jesus,
对于主来说，
even the disciples gave him the best.
虽然这些门徒们对他讲了一些最好的话，
but our Lord was not satisfied.
但是我们的主并不满意。
So he asked his disciples.
所以他就问他的门徒。
You have been with me for 3 years.
你们已经跟从了我三年之久。
You should know me better.
你们应该认识我吧。
Whom do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁。
Thank God for Peter.
感谢神彼得说话了。
He said you are the Christ, the Son of God.
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So far as You are the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
So far as your work is concerned, you are the Christ.
讲到你的工作职事，你是基督。
You are sent by God.
你是神
for a special mission.
所差来的，为了那特定的职事。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Because of this,
因着这句话
，the God, our Lord began to reveal. Why he came into this world?
我们的主就在那里启示他为什么来到世上。
God said, "You are Peter."
主说你是彼得。
And Peter means a stone.
彼得说出那一块石头。
I will build my church upon this rock.
我要建造我的教会在。这磐石上
This massive rock
这块大的磐石
Out of the massive rock come little stone
在磐石里面出来这块小石头
This massive rock refers to our Lord himself
这个磐石是讲到我们的主自己
Refers to the confession of our Lord
讲到我们主自己的宣告
You are the Christ The Son of God.
就是彼得说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
This is the foundation.
这是根基。
And upon this foundation.
在这个根基上面。
The Lord said, I will build my church.
主说我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against.
阴间的权势阴间的门不能胜过你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when our Lord was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候
the temple has been rebuilt.
圣殿被重建过。
But of course, that temple cannot be compared with the temple built by Solomon.
当然这个圣殿不能够跟所罗门所建造的相比。
But King Herod,
希律王
he tried to enlarge The temple.
他在那里要扩大圣殿。
He not only enlarged the temple area.
他不单单把圣殿的那个范围扩大。
But he beautified that temple with gifts and precious stones.
圣殿上面又加了很多宝石各样的好的礼物。
So the second temple at that time was a glorious beauty.
所以这个重造的圣殿是一个非常荣耀的建筑物。
You remember, when our Lord Jesus was leaving the temple.
所以你记得当我们的主离开圣殿的时候。
How his disciples pointed to the temple.
他的门徒指着这个圣殿。
What a temple that is.
哦，这是多么荣美的一个荣。
It was the glory.
这是何等的一个殿宇。
It was the glory of the nation of Israel.
这是以色列国家的荣耀。
And all the temple services were going on.
所以在圣殿里面一切的侍奉都在那里进行着。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
there is something lack in that temple.
但在那里面却缺了一些东西。
In other words,There is no ark.
因为在里面没有约柜。
You have the altar.
那里有祭坛。
You have the lampstand.
有灯台。
You have the table of showbread.
有陈设饼的桌子。
You have the table of prayer.
你在那里有祷告的桌子。
And yet, in the holiest of all, it was empty.
但是在至圣所里面却是空的。
No ark.
没有约柜。
If there is no ark,
如果没有约柜，
there is not the presence of God.
没有神的同在。
You can have everything religious.
你在那里面有一切宗教的活动。
But all are outward.
但都是外表。
There is nothing real in it.
在里面没有真实的。
God was not there.
神不在其中。
Where?Was God.
神在哪里呢?
God was with Jesus Christ.
神是在与耶稣一起。
So at that time, you find that our Lord Jesus is the real temple of God.
所以在那个时候你就看到我们的主耶稣才是那真的圣殿。
When our Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem,
当我们的主来到耶路撒冷,
what did he find?In the temple.
他在圣殿里面看到什么呢?
He finds that in the temple area there were those who sell and money changers.
那你看到是做买卖兑换银钱的。
Now why is it so?
为什么如此?
Because when the children of Israel came to the temple,
当以色列的百姓到圣殿的时候,
they have to buy goats.Or sheep or cattle.
他们在那里要买牛羊鸽子。
And this has to be approved by the priest.
这些要被祭司来认可的。
If you try to bring a goat from afar,
如果你从远处带一只羊来,
the priest may not approve of it.
这个祭司可能没有许可，没有印证它。
So it cannot be offered.
所以不能够献祭。
So all the cattle, animals to be offered had to be approved by the priest.
所以献祭的祭牲都要叫祭司来验证。
And if you want to pay the temple tax,
如果你在那里要付丁税，
it must be the temple money.
那一定要是这个圣殿的银钱。
So outwardly for the convenience of the people.
所以为了人们的方便。
You find in the temple area, there are those who sell these animals that have been pre-approved.
所以你发现在圣殿那里就有卖这些寄生的，因为这些都是已经给验证过的。
And there are money changers that are ready to change for you.
在那里有已经预备好兑换银钱的。
So outwardly it was for convenience sake.
所以从外表来说是为了方便。
But actually you find it's a good business.
但你实在发现这个是一个很赚钱的生意。
It's very profitable to the priests as well as to the merchants.
所以对于这些做买卖的商人跟祭司都是有钱可赚的。
And people came to the temple without noticing these things.
所以人来到圣殿他们不晓得这些事情。
But our Lord Jesus saw what it really was.
但是我们的主看清楚里面到底是什么事情。
So you find the beginning of the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
所以你看到当我们的主开始他的执事的时候。
How he cleansed the temple.
他在那里洁净圣殿。
He overturned the table.
他推翻那些桌子。
He drove out the animals.
他把这些牛羊赶走。
And he said, you have made my father's house.A house of merchandise.
所以你们把我父的殿变成做买卖的地方。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Yet towards the end of his ministry,
当他的服事到了末期的时候。
You find when he entered into Jerusalem for the last time,
当他最后一次上耶路撒冷的时候。
He went to the temple,
他进到圣殿。
And the same thing was there.
那些事情还在那里。
It was even worse than before.
那个时候光景更糟糕。
Because the Lord said, "This is the house of prayer for all nations."
主说这个是万国祷告的殿。
And you have made it robbers' den.
你们把它变成贼窝了。
So throughout his life, in the beginning of ministry as well as at the end of his ministry.
所以在他的一生里面，从他侍奉的开头。到他侍奉最后一次上耶路撒冷。
He tried to cleanse the temple.
他在那里洁净圣殿。
But they refused.
但是他们仍在那里拒绝他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
That temple that outwardly appeared to be God's house.
那个圣殿外表上来好像是神的殿。
Actually, it is a robber's den.
但实际成为贼窝了。
Where it is,The tabernacle of God on earth.
神在地上的帐幕在哪里？
It is in our Lord Jesus.
是在我们主耶稣身上。
So when they challenge him,
所以当他们向他挑战的时候，
He said, if you destroy this temple,
主说如果你们拆毁这个殿，
In 3 days, I will raise it up.
我三日内要再建立起来。
And the Jews said,This temple has been built for 46 years and is still not finished.
犹太人说这殿是46年才造成的呀。
How can you destroy it and build it in 3 days?
你怎么能够拆毁三天把它重建起来？
But our Lord is speaking of his own body.
但我们主耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
Because...If they destroy his body,
因为他在那里毁掉他的身体，
he will be raised in the third day.
他第三天从死里复活。
And after he was resurrected, his disciples recorded.
他复活之后，他的门徒把这记录下来。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
When our Lord was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候，
he was the real.Tabernacle of God.
他是神那真的会幕。
Not only he himself is,
不单只他自己是，
but he is preparing the way to build the church as the tabernacle of God.
而且他也在那里预备了建造他的教会成为那会幕。
So that will bring us into the book of Acts.
所以这就把我们带进了使徒行传。
When our Lord was ascended to heaven,
当我们的主升天之后，
you find 500 brothers were there.
你看到有500个弟兄们在那里。
They saw him going up.
他们看着他升天。
And the Lord said, return to Jerusalem.
然后的主说你们回到耶路撒冷去。
Wait from the power on high.
等候从上面降下来的能力。
You will think that all the 500 will be going back to Jerusalem.
你觉得应该500个都回去耶路撒冷。
Unfortunately, only 120 were there.
但是很可惜的，只有120个人回去祷告。
And these 120, they gathered together.
这120位他们聚在一起。
They gave themselves to prayer.
他们在那里祷告。
And they try to arrange things.
他们在那里有这样的安排
for waiting the blessing from above.
等候从上而来的祝福。
And thank God.
感谢神。
On the day of Pentecost.
五旬节那一天。
We all know the story.
我们都知道那件故事。
How they heard a loud breathing.
他们听到有大的声音。
And that was like the breathing of a person.
好像是一个人的吹气。
It was God who was breathing.
这好像神在那个呼吸。
And the breath filled the house.
神的气息充满整间屋子。
And tongues of fire fell upon their heads.
火，舌头像火降在他们的身上。
And they began to speak of the glory of God.
他们就在那里述说神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
on the very same day,
在同一天，
3,000 were added.
3,000人悔改信主。
Now, how was the manner of life of these 3,120 believers?
这些3,120人，他们是怎么样呢？
We find in Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
所以我们就看到《使徒行传》二章四十二节他们的生活。
They all continue, persevere in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles in breaking of bread and prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Here you find they continue faithfully on the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训跟交通。
The apostles here is in plural number.
这些是讲到使徒们复数。
Yet the teaching and the fellowship are in singular number.
但是教训跟交接跟交通是单数的。
In other words,
换句话说，
In spite there are 12 apostles,
虽然有十二个使徒，
And as you read their writings,
当你读他们的记载，
You may discover that each one has his own emphasis,
他们每个人有不同的着重点，
And yet their teaching is one,
但是他们的教训是一个，
Because what they have received from the Lord,They teach.
因为他们所教导的都是从主领受的。
They do not have their own teaching.
他们没有他们自己的教训。
They only teach what they are taught by the Lord.
他们只教导他们从主那里领受的教训。
And not only that.
不单只如此。
They have only one fellowship.
他们只有一个的交通。
You do not have Peter's fellowship.
你没有彼得的交通。
You do not have James' fellowship.
没有雅各的交通。
You have only the fellowship of our Lord Jesus.
你只有主耶稣基督的交通。
So here they were together.
他们聚在一起。
And they continue on it.
他们继续的恒守。
And this is expressed especially by two things.
这里特别是借着两件事来表明出来。
One is breaking of bread.
一个是擘饼。
You know, in Christianity today,
因为在今天的基督教里面，
this breaking of bread has been neglected.
这个擘饼是被忽略的。
But in the early church, the breaking of bread is the foundation of their church life.
但是在初期教会，掰饼乃是他们聚会生活的基础。
That is, they are remembering the Lord.
就是他们在一起纪念主。
And also prayers.
祷告。
They come together to pray.
他们聚在一起祈祷。
Now today you find not only the breaking of bread had only been done occasionally.
你如今看到掰饼聚会只是偶尔举行一次。
And in prayer, church prayer, you find Very few people were there.
教会的祷告聚会人数也非常的稀少。
But at that time, this is their life.
但当时这是他们教会的生活。
And God bless them.
神赐福给他们。
They have a glorious beginning.
他们有一个荣耀的起头。
And within 30 some years,
在三十年不到，
the gospel has been preached to the end of the world.
福音就传到了地极。
Because Rome was supposed to be the end of the world.
因为当时罗马就是地极嘛。
It was true that they have problems.
虽然他们当中有难处。
But thank God.
感谢神。
If a problem is solved according to God's will,
如果一些的难处是根据神的旨意而被解决
is a blessing.
那就会成为一个祝福。
Today we are afraid of problems.
今天我们很怕有问题。
But if we can bring our problems to the Lord,
如果我们想把这些的问题难处带到主跟前
and according to the will of God, they are solved.
根据神的旨意把它解决
It's a blessing to the church.
就成为教会的祝福
You know when the food of those Hellenistic Jews has been neglected
当时有讲希腊化的寡妇他们在供应方面被忽略了
It's a problem
这是一个难处
But when that problem was solved
当这个问题解决的时候
Now if you read carefully
如果你很仔细地读
The seven persons that were chosen to take care of the food
那七位来负责管理食物的弟兄
Except probably the last one
可能除了最后一位
All were Hellenistic Jews
他们都是希利讲希利尼话的犹太人
The Hebrew Jews was willing to elect all the Hellenistic Jews
所以这个讲希伯来文的信徒就选了这些讲希腊话的信徒信徒。
There was nothing selfish there.
在那里没有一点的自私。
Everything is for the glory of God.
一切都是为了神的荣耀。
So you find the church began to grow in within 30 some years, it has reached Rome.
所以你看到三十几年教会就扩展直到罗马。
It has a glorious Beginning.
那是一个荣耀的开始。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
when you come to the end of the first century,
当你来到第一世纪的末期的时候
you find of the 12 apostles, the only one who was still living was John.
十二个使徒当中仍然活着的只有约翰。
And yet, he was at that time serving in Asia Minor.
他那个时候他在小亚细亚侍奉
Yet he was sent to that island Patmos
他给放逐到拔摩海岛
Because of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus
因着主耶稣的话跟耶稣基督的见证
And there on the Lord's day he was in the spirit
在当主日他被圣灵感动
And he saw a vision.
他在那里看到了一个异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他在那里看到七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
在七个金灯台中有一位像人子。
It was a vision of the heavenly ministry of our Lord Jesus.
那是我们主耶稣属天执事的意象。
John was the one closest to the Lord when the Lord was on earth.
当主在地上的时候，约翰是与他最亲密的使徒。
He knew the Lord more than anybody else.
他比任何人都更认识主。
And yet here he was given a vision of the heavenly ministry of the Lord.
在这里神把主耶稣属天的执事启示给他。
I remember a story.
我记得一个故事。
There was once an elderly sister.
有一次有一个年长的姊妹。
She wanted to be baptized.
她要受浸。
And at that time, if anyone was to be baptized, he has to be questioned by the elders.
那个时候如果要受浸的话要经过与长老的谈话。
So when the elders were questioning her,
当长老问话的时候
they asked her one question.
他们问他一句话。
What was the Lord doing in heaven?
主在天上做什么
She thought for a while.
他想了一想。
And he said, the Lord in heaven was looking down upon me.
主在天上看着我。
He tried to find fault with me.
他在我身上找我的错处。
And of course, she didn't pass.
当然，她没有及格。
Our Lord was in heaven as a great high priest.
我们的主在天上是做大祭司。
He was ministering to us.
他在那里服侍我们。
Not only he ministered to each one of us,
不单单他服侍我们每一个人。
He also ministered to the church at large.
他在那里服侍全教会。
So here you find the Lord is ministering to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
你看到主在小亚细亚侍奉当地的七个教会。
These were the churches that John ministered before he was exiled.
这是约翰在被放逐之前所服侍的教会。
And yet, the Lord was ministering to the churches himself.
主在那里亲身的来服侍这些教会。
What was the Lord looking for?
主在那里寻找什么？
He was looking for himself.
他在那里要找到他自己。
You know, again, I remember a story.
我又记得一个故事。
It is a real one.
这是真的故事啊。
A.G. Gordon was a great servant of the Lord.
A.G. Gordon 是一个神所用的仆人。
He ministered in Boston area.
他在波士顿那一带服侍。
And he was used by the Lord.
神大用他。
And once he dreamed a dream.
有一次他做了一个梦。
And in his dream, he saw that they were in meeting.
他就梦里他知道在他们聚会的里面。
And he was sitting at the front.
他坐在前面。
Looking to the congregation.
在台上看这些会众。
He saw a strange person coming in.
他看到一个陌生人进来。
And the strange person tried to find a seat.
那个陌生人希望找到一个座位。
And finally, he was given a seat near the front.
所以这后来呢，别人就引他坐在前面。
Somehow, the strange person attracted the attention of A.J. Gordon.
不知道为什么，这个陌生人吸引了 A.J. Gordon 的注意力。
So when he stood up to preach,
当他站起来讲道的时候
，he looked at that strange person.
他看到那个陌生人
，and he wondered what the strange person would think of his. Sermon.
他就想，这个人觉得我讲的怎么样
？What will that strange person think of our pipe organ？
这个陌生人觉得我们这个管风琴怎么样
？What will that stranger think of our choir？
哦，这个人觉得我们的诗班怎么样
？So if before he finished his sermon，
当他讲到还没有结束之前
，He said, "I have to meet that strange person."
他说我一定等一下要去见见这位。
And you know the pastor usually after his sermon.
你知道我做牧师的讲完道之后
，He will go to the door and greet everybody.
他在门口要向每一位握手问安。
But when he arrived at the door, the stranger was already gone.
但是他到我门口的时候。那个陌生人已经走了。
So he asked the usher.
所以他就问招待
，Who is that strange person？
那个陌生人是谁呀
？And the usher said, "Don't you know him？"
那个招待说，难道你不知道他
？He is Jesus.
他是主耶稣啊。
And you know what happened？
你知道什么事情发生
？The pipe organ gone.
从那天以后，那个管钢琴、风琴。除掉了
，the choir gone，
诗班取消了
，everything changed，
一切都改变了
，and he became a servant of God， greatly used by God，
他就成为一个神大用的仆人。
When Jesus come to church，
当耶稣来到你的教会
，brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，do you think it is a strange thing？
你觉得这是很稀奇的事情吗
？This is what it ought to be.
这应该是这样。
If our Lord Jesus is not here, why should we meet?
如果我们的主不在这里，我们为什么聚集
？We are gathering unto His name.
我们是在他的名下聚集。
And you find that he's ministering to his church.
你看到是他在这里服侍他的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
as you read church history,
当你读教会历史的时候，
you find in the first, second century,
你记得在第一、第二世纪的时候，
the church was greatly persecuted,
教会受过极大的逼迫。
During the second century,
在第二世纪的时候，
a very famous story,
有一个很著名的故事。
Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna.
士美拿的 Polycarp 主教。
When there was persecution,
当在那里有逼迫的时候，
brothers and sisters begged him to escape and hide himself.
弟兄姊妹把他藏起来。
He didn't want to do it.
他不愿意。
But brothers and sisters beg him to do that.
弟兄姊妹请求叫他藏起来。
So he went to a village.
所以他就跑到一个乡下。
And somehow the soldiers find him.
后来兵丁抓住他。
So one day they came.
有一天他们来抓他。
So he opened the door.
所以他开门。
And he asked them to come in.
他把他们请进来。
And he treated them with a feast.
他请他们吃一个宴席。
And he said, give me an hour.
他说给我一个小时好吗？
I want to pray.
我要祷告。
So he went to his room to pray.
所以他就回到他的房间祷告。
And he prayed for 2 hours.
他祷告两个小时。
Then he came out.
当他出来的时候，
And let them take him.
叫他们把他带走。
So when he was brought to the proconsul,
当他给带到公会的面前，
The proconsul saw that he was such an old man.
这些公会看到，哎，这个人年纪这么老了。
And had pity on him.
哦，就对他有一点的可怜之心。
So he said,
对他说
，If you only will worship the emperor,
如果你只要来敬拜我们的皇帝
，you will be free.
你就得释放。
But he said,
他说
，I serve the Lord.For 86 years.
他说我侍奉主八十六年之久。
He has never done anything wrong to me.
他从来没有亏负过我。
How can I deny his name?
我怎么能够否认他的名？
So he was pushed down from the carriage.
所以他就马车上给推下去。
And he was to be burned.
他就给焚烧。
During the second and the third century,
在第二、第三世纪的时候，
lots of God's people were martyred.
多少神的儿女殉道。
I cannot give you all the stories because it was so many.
我不能够讲每一个故事，因为太多了。
But thank God there were those who were faithful to the end.
感谢神，有许多都至死忠心。
And then you find in the fourth century,
在第四世纪的时候，
Constantine the Great,
君士但丁大帝，
accepted Christianity as a lawful religion.
他接受了基督教成为合法的国教。
And he encouraged his soldiers to be baptized.
他鼓励他的军队受洗。
If they were willing to be baptized,
如果他们愿意受浸的话，
they would be given money and clothing.
他们就得到赏钱跟衣服。
So the soldiers, in order to please their emperor,
所以这些当兵的为了讨君王的喜欢
and to get money,
又有钱收。
Of course, many, many were baptized.
所以许多都受洗了。
So Christianity became very popular.
所以那个时代基督教就非常的成为受欢迎的。
But those who were baptized, they knew nothing about salvation.
但是这些受洗的根本不明白救恩是什么。
So how could they serve God?
所以他们怎么能够侍奉神呢？
So they have to train some people.
所以他们就要训练一些人。
To do special, so-called, divine work.
叫他们来做一些属灵的事情。
So you find Christianity began to fall down.
所以你就看到 基督教就是这样的堕落下去。
When you come to the sixth century,
到了第六世纪
，the Roman Catholic Church was officially established.
罗马天主教正式成立。
And from the sixth century to the sixteenth century,
从第六到第十六世纪
，we call it the Dark Age.
我们称为黑暗时代
，because Christianity had lost its spirit.
基督教失掉了它属灵的意义。
Even people did not know how to be saved.
人都不知道怎么得救。
They said you have to accumulate merits.
他说你们要积善，积功德。
If you have enough merit, when you die, you go to heaven.
如果你们积了足够的功德，死的时候就可以到天堂。
If you do not have enough merit,
如果你们没有足够的功德，
you have to go to purgatory.
你们要去炼狱。
But there were few saints.
但是有一些圣人，
they have more merit than needed.
他们的功德是超过他们所需要的。
So if you pray to them, they will share some of their merits.
如果你向他们祷告呢，他把他多余的功德分一点给你。
And will diminish your days in purgatory.
那个就缩短你在炼狱的日子。
And the Roman Catholic Church want to build St. Peter's Cathedral.
罗马天主教要盖圣彼得大教堂。
They need money.
他们需要钱。
So they send people there to sell indulgences.
所以他们就把人派出去去卖赎罪券。
When your money enters into the box,
当你的钱响声掉到这个奉献箱的时候，
then your relative rise out of the purgatory.
你的亲属就从炼狱里面升到天堂。
Now that was the 16th century.
这是十六世纪的事情。
That was one of the reasons why there was reformation.
这就是为什么有改教的运动。
We do praise and thank the Lord.
我们感谢赞美主。
In the 16th century, God raised up some people.
在十六世纪神兴起了一些人。
They proclaim that we are saved by grace.
他们在那里宣告我们是因信得救的。
And they also demand an open Bible.
他们当时也要求有一本打开的圣经。
Because the Bible at that time was locked.
因为在那个时代，圣经是可以锁起来的。
Common people were not allowed to read the Bible.
平信徒是不能够读圣经的。
But there in Reformation,
但是当宗教改革的时候，
God raised up Martin Luther.
神兴起了马丁路德。
God raised up John Calvin.
神兴起了加尔文。
God raised up Zwingli.
神兴起了慈云里。
And these reformers,
这些改教的。
And they say, we want an open Bible.
他们要求有一本打开的圣经。
And they also insist upon salvation by grace.
他们在那里特别讲到因着恩典救恩是因信称义。
And that was the beginning of Reformation.
这就是宗改教的开始。
And then when you come to the 17th century,
当进到17世纪的时候，
And you find in the Protestant area,
你知道在那些更正教的 地区，
you have the Pietist.
在那里有敬虔派。
They were people who wanted to really get close to the Lord.
他们愿意真正的与神接近。
And you find George Fox.
你就看到有霍斯弟兄。
And out of George Fox, we have the French Society.
我们因着 George Fox, 我们有贵格会。
And we have others who are famous.
我们在那里有很多敬虔派出名的弟兄。
And of course, in the Catholic Church, there was also a reaction.
在天主教里面也有一些的反应。
And I believe many of you have heard of Madame Guyon.
你也听过有盖恩夫人。
So during the 17th century, you find the Pietism.
所以你在17世纪你就发现有敬虔的运动。
And when you come to the 18th century,
到了18世纪
you have Zinzendorf.
有新兴多夫。
And then he has the Moravian movement.
他有莫里维亚运动。
And how the Moravian people will send people out to preach the gospel.
莫里维亚他们派出许多的传教士去传福音。
And they even sold themselves as slaves in order to preach to the slaves.
他们自己甘心被卖成为奴仆去传福音，奴隶去传福音。
And they began the 24 hours prayer.
他们也开始了24小时不断的祷告。
And this continued on for 100 years.
他们继续100年。
And out of the Moravian,
从莫里维亚的弟兄运动开始
，we find John Wesley.
我们就在那里看到了约翰卫斯理
，the Methodist Church.
邓里讲到寻道会
，we have Whitfield, Charles Whitfield, George Whitfield.
有 George Whitfield.
And then when you come to the 19th century,
到了十九世纪
，you find the Brethren movement.
你看到有弟兄运动。
It was a great movement.
那实在是一个伟大的运动。
Many laid down their titles.
有多少人呢？放下他们的头衔。
And they treat and call each other brother.
他们彼此称为弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We believe that God began recovery from 16th century.
我们实在相信神恢复的工作从十六世纪开始。
And you come to the 20th century,
直到二十世纪
，and you find in China,
你在中国
，God raised a number of brothers who are greatly used by the Lord.
神兴起了好多位弟兄，神大大使用他们。
For instance, in the north, you have Wang Mingdao.
在北方有王明道弟兄。
You have John Song.
有宋尚杰弟兄
，Who was the greatest evangelist in China？
他实在是一个伟大的布道家。
I know him very well。
我个人对他很熟悉。
And then we have Watchman Nee。
我们有尼托生弟兄。
And we have all these raised up in China。
我们看到这些人在中国被兴起来。
And in England, you have T. Austin Sparks。
在英国有史柏克弟兄。
He began to preach the eternal。Purpose of God.
他在那里开始传讲神永远的旨意。
And India, we have Baxin.
在印度有巴辛弟兄。
How the gospel was spread in India.
在印度福音的被广传。
So this is what we see in the 20th century.
这是二十世纪我们所见到的。
Now we are in the 21st century.
如今我们到了二十一世纪。
I believe it is the time.
我相信。现在是这个时刻
Probably not for spiritual giants
不是这个时代要兴起什么属灵的巨人
But for God's people to learn how to be united in one body
就是叫神的儿女能够学习如何在身体的合一见证里面
That the body of Christ might be
叫基督的身体
And then of course The coming of the Lord.
基督身体的见证就带进了主的回来。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主
it is the prayer of our hearts.
是我们心中的祈祷。
That you will come quickly.
求你快来。
Thy people are waiting for thee.
你的儿女们在这里等候你。
In thy name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。